This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. "Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours." "Everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." I want to talk about some things in the verses, verse by verse, and then I'm going to share with you briefly 4 principles that you can write down that will be up on the screen. And I think these are very important principles to take home with you today, maybe more so than some of the other messages I've given to you recently. I really feel that strongly about it. First of all, it says the older son was in the field. He came to the house. He heard music and dancing. I'm always interested in the words. The word for music in the Greek is the word symphonio, where they get symphony. So dad hired a band. He may have had a DJ, I don't know, but he had a big band. And the word for dancing, it doesn't mean dancing, it's the literal Greek word for chorus. So there was a big party going on with people singing. He had singers singing, he had a band playing. And the older son comes in from the field to observe what's going on. And when he finds out what's going on, I want you to notice that in verse 28, the older brother became angry and refused to go in. And so his father went out and pleaded with him. I want you to underline that. I'll talk about that in a minute. The father going out is significant. You remember last week, the father went out to the younger son, and he ran to the younger son, which was considered culturally inappropriate for an older man to run to a younger man. And so in last week's story, the father runs to the son. And here you have the father, the same dad, going out and pleading with his older son. I find that intriguing. "You never gave me a party. You didn't even give me a goat, let alone a fattened calf. You never had a party for me in all these years I've been slaving." And I want you to notice verse 30. He said, "When this son of yours," he doesn't even call him his brother, "this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf." Couple of things here. Nowhere in the story does Jesus mention that the young man spent his money on prostitutes. Nowhere does the father say that he did. Nowhere does the younger brother admit it. But the older brother assumes the worst, that his brother did that. He probably did. But here's a point I want to share with you. The spirit of the older brother always assumes the worst. Would you remember that? The spirit of the older brother always assumes the worst. You have to watch out for that. I have to watch out for that. Sometimes when we know someone is guilty of one sin, we want to say, well, they're guilty of 3. Well, if she did that, I know she did this. Well, if he did this and this, I know he must have done this, this, and this. And we attribute to people guilt that's not necessarily there. I've done that and you've done that. And I want you to notice also that he confessed the sins of his brothers. The spirit of the older brother is to confess the sins of other people. Have you ever confessed someone else's sin? Sure you have. So have I.
Well, there's just so much to talk about in this passage. We'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.